This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Every week I am on the radio talking about some aspect of believing in Jesus for salvation. Why do I do this? I'll discuss this on the program today. First, a brief prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. What are my motivations for sharing Jesus over the radio and the internet? First of all, money is not a reason at all. I do not support myself full-time by doing these broadcasts. Our organization has only 4 people actively involved, including me. No one earns their living from Vision for Christ. I am employed full-time in a totally unrelated business. I prepare these radio talks every week out of love and concern for you, my listeners. I truly want you to experience the overwhelming love, joy, and peace I have found in believing and serving Jesus Christ and sharing His gospel message with everyone who will listen. Most important of all, I want to meet you all in heaven one day, and placing your faith in Jesus is absolutely necessary. In the New Testament, the Gospel book of John is where I always recommend people begin reading the Bible, the Word of God. This book of John so clearly explains who Jesus is, what He did, and why He did it. In John chapter 3, starting in verse 16, we get right to the heart of how God made a way to fix the sin problem that all people have. Here is that Bible quote. God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him would not be lost, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world. He did not send Him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through Him. People who believe in the Son of God are not judged guilty. But people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in the only Son of God. They are judged by this fact. The light has come into the world, but they did not want light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. They will not come to the light because the light will show all the bad things they have done. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that whatever they have done was done through God. There is no doubt that when Christians share the joy that comes from faith in Christ, some see that as an attempt to impose Christianity on others, but the truth is that as Christians we know that we have the antidote for human misery in this life and an eternity in hell in the next. To not share that cure with others, as we are commanded to do by Christ in Matthew 28:18-20, would be like knowing the cure for cancer and refusing to share it with the rest of the world. We cannot force our beliefs on anyone. All we can do is offer them the cure and pray that they will accept it. So am I saying Jesus is the only way to heaven? Yes, Jesus is the only way to heaven. Such an exclusive statement may confuse, surprise, or even offend, but it is true nonetheless. The Bible teaches that there is no other way to salvation than through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He is not a way, as in one of many. He is the way, as in the one and only. No one, regardless of reputation, achievement, special knowledge, or personal holiness, can come to God the Father except through Jesus. Here is a story found in the 4th chapter of the Bible book of Acts, where the Apostle Peter gets in trouble with the government over the issue of healing a man and crediting healing and salvation as coming from Jesus. "Then Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and said to them, 'Rulers of the people and you older leaders, are you questioning us today about what we did to help this crippled man? Are you asking us what made him well? We want all of you and all the people of Israel to know that this man was made well by the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. You nailed Jesus to a cross, but God raised him from death. This man was crippled, but now he is well. He is able to stand here before you because of the power of Jesus. Jesus is the stone that you builders thought was not important, but this stone has become the cornerstone. Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through him.'" The Jewish leaders understood that Peter and John had no special training or education, but they also saw that they were not afraid to speak, so the leaders were amazed. They also realized that Peter and John had been with Jesus. They saw the crippled man standing there beside the apostles. They saw that he was healed, so they could say nothing against the apostles. The Jewish leaders told them to leave the council meeting. Then the leaders talked to each other about what they should do. They said, "What shall we do with these men? Everyone in Jerusalem knows about the miracle they did as a sign from God. It's too obvious. We can't say it didn't happen, but we must make them afraid to talk to anyone again using that name. Then this problem will not spread among our people." So the Jewish leaders called Peter and John in again. They told the apostles not to say anything or to teach anything in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "What do you think is right? What would God want? Should we obey you or God? We cannot be quiet. We must tell people about what we have seen and heard." Well, that reading was from Acts chapter 4. Jesus is the only way to heaven for several reasons. Jesus was chosen by God to be the Savior, 1 Peter 2:4. Jesus is the only one to have come down from heaven and returned there, John 3:13. He is the only person to have lived a perfect human life, Hebrews 4:15. He is the only sacrifice for sin, 1 John 2:2, Hebrews 10:26. He alone fulfilled the law and the prophets, Matthew 5:17. He is the only man to have conquered death forever, Hebrews 2:14-15. He is the only mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy 2:5. He is the only man whom God has exalted to the highest place, Philippians 2:9. Jesus spoke of himself as the only way to heaven in several places besides John 14:6. He presented himself as the object of faith in Matthew 7:21-27. He said his words are life, John 6:63. He promised that those who believe in him will have eternal life, as we've already noted. He is the gate of the sheep, John 10:7, the bread of life, John 6:35, and the resurrection, John 11:25. No one else can rightly claim those titles. The apostles' preaching focused on the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Paul, speaking to the synagogue in Antioch, singled out Jesus as the Savior. I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin. Acts 13. John, writing to the church at large, specifies the name of Christ as the basis of our forgiveness. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. 1 John 2:12. No one but Jesus can forgive sin. Eternal life in heaven is made possible only through Christ. Jesus prayed, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 17:3. To receive God's free gift of salvation, we must look to Jesus and Jesus alone. We must trust in Jesus' death on the cross as our payment for sin and in his resurrection. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Romans 3:22. At one point in the ministry of Jesus, many of the crowd were turning their backs on him and leaving in hopes of finding another Savior. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" That's in John 6:67. The reply of Peter is exactly right. He said, "Lord, to whom should we go? You alone have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is why I share the faith of the Apostle Peter, that eternal life is only found in Jesus Christ. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to actively repent of their sins, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address, www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John 17:3, where Jesus himself prays these words to his Father in heaven. "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."